showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, joined by my dawducer, Sam.
Hello.
How are you? She's here today. Won't be here tomorrow because she's going to be filling in for me at the Smile Network event at Brookview for lawn bowling.
Yeah.
Mike Rasmus will be filling in for Sam tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. You should call from there, by the way. Tell us how the lawn bowling is going for you.
No, I'll be too focused on kicking everyone's butt.
Yeah, okay, we'll see how that goes. I want to say thank you to Tom Bernard and Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network for inviting us to be part of the network back in July. If you'd like to weigh in, and you may on one of the topics we talk about today, 612-313-0289. Thank you to our sponsors. They include Bradshaw and Bryant. They will get justice for the injured. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, MyPillow, the Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, Thomas Brand Homes, and Frontiersman. Where you walk in, you mention the BS Show, get 5% off a used gun. We are joined today by business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien, Pugs Hayes from the, you've got your own joint and your own bottle, Hayes Public House, where you can get your, I know it's in Buffalo. I go by it every time I go downtown. I'm going to start stopping in now that I'm meeting you.
Good.
Also, Jeff Diker is with, Jeff is with you, right, Pugs?
Josh Diker.
Josh.
That's okay.
It's
yes,
Jeff O'Brien,
is.
Josh Diker.
Yep.
And now I want to talk about this. We're going to talk a lot more about it later, but you have your own brew house. Now, you started as a home brewer, is that right? And then you became a big shot owner of your own brew house.
I wouldn't say big shot, but we started out home brewing about 8 years ago now. Back in that time, I was going to school for business management, and I had an idea. I had a dream of this restaurant or Irish pub concept, and at that time,
you
I was,
are Irish.
Well, Hayes' name is Irish. I'm American, so
I guess I can guess who you're voting for. So, what did you think of Trump's speech?
I don't watch it.
Liked it, eh? All right.
I stay out of it.
No, it's all right. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about it, but go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. So, yeah, we got into
you and Josh.
Homebrewing, Josh and I, and one thing led to another. We started on the stovetop, and then we were out in the garage, and then we were back in the basement, and now we're dealing with inspectors and laws. And
it's a lot easier great. In the garage, wasn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Well, how many the beer you're offering now at the public house, is it the same beer you were making in your garage and in your kitchen? I mean, or a variation of that? How many beers do you have that you personally make?
Right now we usually try and keep about 6 or 7 on tap. But yeah, a lot of the beers that we're brewing now were beers that we were home brewing. A lot of them are English or British inspired. And that's where the whole Irish pub came in. And so we like to think that we take traditional recipes and kind of expand them. We put our own take on traditional recipes.
Are you doing a sea salt caramel beer yet?
We are not. But we do. We use cocoa nibs, like from Ecuador. We use those quite a bit in some one-off, like cask beers and things like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we use like the one that we were sampling. We do cold pressed coffee for our coffee porter. It's an English style.
Oh, it's a coffee beer.
Correct. Yep. And we use cold pressed coffee from Buffalo Books and Coffee right up the road from us.
Now they're not very far from us. Sam is now 21 and she's a budding booze hound. Her mother is a full fledged booze hound. So we need to go there and they do enough booze hounding for the entire family. Now Sam is. I will say this. She claimed, and I'm not. I have no reason to think otherwise because I've never seen her drink or has ever come home drunk before she was 21. And she's a responsible drinker now, but she's trying a lot of drinks. But you really haven't gotten into other. Well, you did a little bit at that. Craft brew thing in St. Paul.
I went to a craft
and tried 50 different beers.
About 50 different beers. Yeah, little sips of each one.
That's good.
Was Hayes there? Were you part of that?
Which event was it?
This was the St. Paul craft beer festival.
We were not there. There's getting to be so many events that we've been kind of forced to pick and choose where we're going. It's
do they
it's
give awards
right
at
now.
These things? Do you?
Some of them do. Some of them do. Yeah. We've gotten a plaque up in Monticello, but yeah, it's not. I don't really look to get medals and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, well, you want customers,
right? My customers are my judges.
Do you? Because this is what I was. I don't drink, but the idea of making something is intriguing to me, and I'm going to do the sea salt caramel because I think that would be phenomenal tasting. Maybe I'm way
He's
off.
He's all chock full of ideas.
But what I'm wondering, is it hard to do? I mean, for somebody, because some people, a lot of listeners may have thought, well, I don't know if I want to do this. It's too much work. Is it a lot of work to get started? Or I was in a place that Jeff had recommended. I think he had called you and you recommended it to him. Right? I mean, they have like, what, 800 beers to choose from? In not Hamel, what
Hanover?
Yep, it's Hanover.
Hanover Wine and Spirits.
Wine and Spirits. Mm-hmm. But they have the stuff you would do if you wanted to brew your own. They mm-hmm. have all the stuff for it. Is it hard to try brewing your own for people that have been thinking about it and may want to, you know, make that plunge?
There's different kits that you can buy that make it very easy. Like I said before, we started out very simplistic on the stovetop. Basically, inside these box kits, the work has been done for you. You just kind of throw it in a big kettle and add stuff and then put it in a carboy and let it ferment. The way that we're doing it now is we're starting from scratch, so raw ingredients, and we're doing all that work.
Is that all at your place?
All at our place,
Hayes Public
yep.
House?
Yep. We brew on a three-barrel system. In the industry, we go off of barrels, so in the U.S., a barrel is about 31 gallons or so, give or take. So every time we brew, we do just under 100 gallons.
And how often do you brew?
I brew about twice a week right
now. Oh, wow. So you're going through a lot of beer.
And we double batch, meaning it takes me twice to brew the same beer to fill one of our fermentation tanks. Yep.
How long does it take to ferment?
It depends on the beer, but typically a lot of our house beers, like our staples, our flagships, are anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks.
What about if you're doing home brewing? How long does it take? Same amount of time?
Same amount of time. Okay. Yep. It's pretty much the same process. You're just making 5 to 10 gallons versus, you know, 3 to 20 barrels, you know, on some of these bigger breweries.
So, Josh, you're a real talkative guy. So when
I talk all day for work.
Oh,
so.
Do you? Yeah.
Don't so get him going.
So you both started this together, right? The brewing?
We started brewing together. Homebrewing, yeah. I got a kit for Christmas, and we just thought, well, let's just try it and see what happens.
It started out like most great ideas. We were sitting around drinking craft beer. We got into craft beer and decided, you know, if we enjoy drinking it, we should try making it. And that's where it started. And like I said, I had this dream kind of going around in my head of this full-service Irish pub. And then when we got into homebrewing, it quickly became passion.
Well, now, for somebody like me who's not a big drinker, I'm assuming you have good eats.
We do not do food.
What?
Nope. We are strictly a brewery, tap room.
I don't think you can't serve food in a brewery, can you? Or
you
how
can.
Does that work?
You can.
I don't know
pretzels?
How it works. Okay.
Chips?
Well, yeah, we do pretzels.
Well,
we usually have like a food truck come out.
Really?
Yep. So mm-hmm. you can bring your own food into the tap room.
Oh,
you can order in. Yep.
Yep.
Order really?
Yeah. Here's the thing about with the breweries. This is one of the misunderstood parts about having a brewery and a tap room. Everybody thinks the difference between a brew pub and a brewery is, well, a brew pub can have food. Well, no, a brewery can under the law. A brewery was allowed to have a tap room with a restaurant. The reason they don't is kind of threefold. Number one, it's expensive enough to start a brewery. To add in a commercial kitchen and all the equipment is just another added expense. That you, and since your expertise is in brewing, not making food, you don't want to go
there.
So
if someone went into your place, all they would be offered is your beers, or do you have other types of drinks too?
That's it.
You said five or six beers, or six, was it?
Yeah, well, it depends. Sometimes we have eight. You know, sometimes we have nine, sometimes...
So I couldn't get it like a Diet Coke or anything in there. It's just beer.
He's not...
Just Star beer.
Do you have non-alcoholic?
Water.
I'll take that. I like that.
So, but we are a licensed... It's because we're a licensed manufacturing brewery.
Okay.
So
some breweries do brew their own... Like, have their own handcrafted sodas, too. So you can go there.
Oh.
And if you want to have, like... It all depends on what the clientele wants. And the you know, so this is a – Pugs' place is interesting because 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, it couldn't exist. The you know, the taproom law that's known as the Surly Law or the Surly Bill that came in 2011 is what allowed the way it works is a production brewery like he has can operate a taproom and sell pints of beer and flights of beer, which is like the little sampler that you can sell. They can do those things, and they can sell growlers, and they can do a bottle release like a wine bottle or a champagne bottle, the 750 milliliter bottle. And actually, one of those is a 750 milliliter bottle. So that's how they call those mini growlers. So they can do those. Before that taproom law came into effect, you were bottling, canning, kegging, selling to retail accounts. It was very expensive to start a brewery. I think there were like 7 breweries in the state before the Surly Bill,
and
now we're getting close to 125.
Wow.
In 5 years.
Now, are you selling your craft beers to other? Is it at the Hanover Wine and Spirits, and is it in a lot of different places, or how do people get it if they're not going to your place?
So we started distribution last year, but we really started ramping up about sometime in the winter, and we have about 11 to 12 accounts now. We have a goal of hitting about 20 different accounts, and all of those accounts are different bars and restaurants.
Okay.
Right now, we don't have any bottles like in for retail or anything like that.
But you're basically getting kegs to bars?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, here, the question that has been plaguing me since I first heard your name, why Pugs and not just Pug? Why the plural of Pug?
So, asking the really important question.
Well, I think other people are wondering that too, because there was Pug Lund, who was a great football player at the U. There's no Pugs
Lund.
That's
the first thing I thought of.
I mean, I would think Pugsley from the Addams Family.
That's it.
Is your name Pugsley?
Not a lot of people know my real name.
Oh, don't force it out of the line.
But Pugs is actually short for Pugsley, and long story short, when I was in about third, fourth grade,
you look like Pugsley.
I was the pudgy, buzzed haircut, you know, funny kid,
like Pugsley from the Addams
Family.
So that's really how it started.
Third, fourth grade.
Now I buy that.
That's it.
And you stuck with it.
I stuck with it.
So what's your real name?
Oh, Dad. Don't just ignore him.
Wait, it's now, I like Pugs, but it's not as attractive a name as Pugs.
You're going to get banned from his brewery.
Does Josh know? Josh, do you know?
Oh, I know.
All right. How about you, Jeff?
We've known each other for a long time. It's attorney-client privilege.
Okay, one of those deals. All right, I'm going to continue to grill Pugs during this quick break. We're going to come back and talk to Jim Rich from Fox 9. We'll be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Are you looking to buy your first home? Are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. We are back. Business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien. Pugs. Short for Pugsley Hayes.
Yes, sir.
Nickname, not real name. Won't give us the real name.
Never going to let
and
it go.
Josh Dyker is with us. He and Pugs started. Well, you both started Hayes Public House, or you both worked on...
Well, we started home brewing together, and then... He's just always been my right-hand man since the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's not on any paperwork.
It's,
yeah. But
so if things really go south, you're good.
He doesn't want to be. No. He doesn't want to be. Well,
no. I've always considered myself Jim Rich's right-hand man. Jim, how are you?
Good, good. There's no paperwork linking us either.
No. Now, well, Jim lives in Buffalo. Jim, have you been to or are you familiar with Hayes' Public House? It's right on the outskirts. You'd say outskirts of downtown, right across from Colburn's. And
yeah,
down, just
no,
down
I've,
a bit.
Well, I've been there. Patty and I have been there. We've checked it out. It was very tasty, if I might say.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jim Rich is apparently a craft brew connoisseur.
Nice.
Now, we were talking before, Jim, about doing home brewing, and while I don't drink it, I find it somewhat interesting that, and this goes back to the, what is that, 7-year law, Jeff?
The Surly law.
No, not that one. The one you, like, 7 years have passed and you're no longer held accountable.
Oh, the statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations has passed because this happened, like, 30 years ago. Myself and I won't mention the other reporter. It was nothing beyond just meeting her. I mean, he struck up a conversation, and apparently the woman had things to get high with, and I've never been high because I never smoked marijuana or anything, but I did help separate some seeds to put in her marijuana, and I thought it was interesting, so I just helped out with that. So anyway, so
you
my point is,
you have a big calendar, Bob, that counts down 7 years, like for a lot of things. You got a lot of days
for the
circle still to come.
The point I'm making is, even though I didn't get high, I had no trouble doing that. So even though I don't drink beer, I'd have no trouble trying some home craft because I think it'd be kind of fun to do, and I might even sample it. It's not like I'm a guy who, if I have one drink, I'm off the wagon. I've never really had the wagon issue. I just put it this way: look at me. I'd rather eat my calories than drink them. I made the choice. Josh is raising his hands like he just scored a touchdown. So you're with me on this page.
Yep.
Except, Josh, I'm watching you down a brew, so you'll drink some calories, too.
Not a problem.
Now, Jim, I got to ask you, what do you think of the, now that Cleveland has won, Minnesota leads the nation for the longest championship drought among cities or states with three professional teams in them? And we can't count the Lynx because we mean the four major teams.
I don't know, though. Why can't we count them? I mean...
Well, if we do, then it's, we're good.
They captivated the market. You have Gopher women's hockey winning national championships. You have the men's team winning championships.
Well,
you have Duluth winning national championships.
You're stretching
things. I don't
know.
I mean, it doesn't feel like, you know, we're as destitute as what Cleveland was.
Well, they went
back
to the 60s. The Minnesota only goes back to 91.
Wasn't it 53?
What, for Cleveland?
Yeah.
No, they won a championship in with Jim Brown in football in the 60s.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But that wasn't even a Super Bowl, so they haven't won one of those either.
It was an NFL championship, which, by the way, the Vikings have won also an NFL championship.
That's true.
That's something a lot of people forget. Now, Jeff would know that for a fact because one of his clients was the quarterback winning, or was the quarterback who led the Vikings to that NFL championship, Joe Capp.
Mm-hmm.
We had him on as a guest last week.
Really?
Yeah. Had you not left town, gone to the cabin, you would know that. We would have had you on, too. Well, you need a break because you're a busy fella.
Yes, yes. Just so busy all the time.
Well, now, this time of year, is it mostly, are you very twin-centric? Or, I mean, you got the draft coming up tomorrow, right? The NBA draft is coming up, and, you know, the NBA. There's always something in the offseason to keep you busy. I remember that. I mean, I'm writing one day a week for the Pioneer Press now, but what are the dog days for sports in your mind? Is it August, or is it heading into July? Or just, you know, when July hits?
No, once you get into training camp.
Yeah.
Then it kicks in, so that's July 25th. It's this period now, and with the way the Twins are playing, I mean, there's really zero interest from viewers that really care. I mean, there's no real storylines right now except chasing the Mets and seeing if they're going to equal the Mets record for a rotten season. So, there's some things, but, I mean, Sano is hurt, so you can't really follow that. Buxton is struggling again, so that's not the greatest story. I mean, the biggest story right now is Grossman. He's the guy that they picked up off of waivers that's actually doing something.
Well, because he probably learned the fundamentals of the game somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, Jim, that's what's amazing about this team. And when Tom Kelly was the manager and when Gardenhire was too, rarely could you have said this team had issues with fundamentals. But this year's team, it's probably the most fundamentally unsound team they've had in three decades.
Right, and I look at the farm system. What's going on down there? You know, who are these? Okay, we know Maurer and Minkiewicz are down there. But, you know, you look at these guys and they come up here and they don't seem like they're ready. They don't understand what it takes to be a major leaguer. And some shortfall is happening. Because either they're drafting just bad players that can't progress, so those guys should be on the carpet at the end of the season. But so should these managers, because how can you sit there and have guys come up and then they throw to the wrong base, or they don't know how to bunt, or they don't know how to, you know, steal a base? I mean, what's going on down there? Is it just, you know, hanging out in Rochester and Chattanooga and enjoying life, or
waiting
for the call, or what's going on? Because they never used to have this problem, but now it's really a bad, bad thing, because you're right. They may not have been good, but they had the basics down.
And that, I like Terry Ryan, but I think you have to lay it at his doorstep, because he is the general manager of this organization. And if there's issues along the way, whether it's the major league or minor league level, it has to fall on him, because he's not keeping things running the way they should.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, and Al Newman, you know, wants to get back into it, but he told me that there's only two managers in the system or coaches that have major league experience. All the rest of them have never been there. So how can they teach you what the grind is like day in and day out?
When they haven't taken part.
Last year you had Hunter teaching people how to play and what to do. You know, it's very strange what's going on right now. I mean, you know, the pitchers get up here and they don't know how to pitch. They make mistakes. They can't hold runners on. You're just like, well, what are these guys doing? And look at the way they play in the outfield. You know, you see balls sailing by here and there. And then you have Sano. Okay, so you decided this winter to flip him over. Well, why doesn't the GM look at his current team and say, all right, I have Plouffe at third. I like him. I'm not moving him. So why didn't they 2 years ago put Sano in the outfield and let him learn down there and not put him in front of everybody with a big spotlight on him, and every time he misplays a ball, we're all laughing at him.
Well, I mean, or
it's not fair to the player.
Or spend the money that you wound up spending and the commitment you made to Park, because you've got three guys for two positions, Park, Maurer, and Sano for first base and DH.
Right.
And that logjam is not going to change as long as these guys stay healthy. Now, maybe they assume that Maurer wouldn't go the entire season healthy, but you can't do that either.
You can't go, well, he's going to get hurt, so no. We need somebody. No, you expect him to play them all. That's why they moved him to first. And if anything, I'd sit down to him and say, look, you're getting $22 million. You're the face of this franchise. We need you to go to the outfield. You just absolutely have to. We'll play you, not as much. We'll DH you in outfield, but we got to get you off first because we got too many good bats that we want to put out there. And because it just cripples the team, because you would love to have Sano, Park, and Maurer all in your lineup.
Yeah.
Especially when the majority of the team is hitting under 250.
That's a hell of a what a year is, right? That's why I think that Pugs over here is going to do so well with beer, because people need to find a reason to. You could drown your sorrow at his brew pub or at the public house. So now, Jim. So are you a big beer drinker?
Wow.
I'm bored talking Twins, as you can see.
Sure. Beer is always good. There's nothing wrong with beer.
So I have to get, and I will do this, Pugs, because you're close. I need to stop by and try something. You recommend one that is closest to my sea salt caramel idea. Maybe the one with the cocoa bits in it.
Yeah. The cocoa nibs is usually like one-off like cask.
So you don't have it all the time.
We don't have it all the time, no. But what
why don't you do a sea salt caramel one-off?
He's not going to let it go.
There's one close that's here that makes that.
Really?
Modest does that. Yeah, they have a sea salt caramel beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they at?
Over by Target Field.
Yeah, Target Field.
And we can mention them because they're also a client.
You didn't mention that they have the sea salt caramel. Jeez.
It's Hayes Public House Day here.
I would encourage you to try probably our easiest drinking beer, which is our Irish Red. It's very sweet, malty.
I like the sweet part.
Yeah, I'll have to come in and try that.
Pugs was one of the first craft breweries in Minnesota to do an Irish Red. I mean, you were one of the first to be an outstate Minnesota brewery. I mean, this was really heavily concentrated for a long time in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So, for Pugs to locate out in Buffalo, that was a new thing. And when you're out of that a little further out into Miller and Bud country.
Okay, you know what, Jeff? You can say it that Pugs' place and Jeff, Jim and I, who both live in Buffalo, we're out in the boonies. We're in the sticks.
I'm in the same county. I'm in Albertville, so I'm not, other than the mall, I'm in the same boat as you guys. But it was new for what he did, and when you're out further out, you have to understand that you've got those guys that like to drink Miller and Bud and Liney's, and so you have to come up with beers like Pilsner's and like a Red that the locals would more
readily accept.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We were definitely taking a risk, and I'd like to think that we were kind of paving the way out there, and
you're a trailblazer,
taking risks. But yeah, I mean, we started with three beers. We were treading very lightly.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of took, asking customers what they wanted. What do you like drinking? What do you want? Can we do an Imperial Crazy IPA?
Well, even though Jim ignores me out in Buffalo most of the time, he and I need to come by the public house, and I'll try that sweet one you mentioned, and he could try all of them.
I'll finish it.
He'll finish it if I don't want to. Hey, Jim, thanks so much. Jim Rich from Fox 9. Do you have any special announcements tonight during the show?
No, not much. We're just kind of hanging out, seeing what happens with the draft on Wednesday. So are you in the camp?
The draft's tomorrow night, right? Or today?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Are you in the camp of get the guy from the Bulls, no matter what, if it costs you LaVine or Wiggins?
No.
Or are you saying just grab another kid and let it keep cooking?
You know what? They've been selling us, and it's a different regime, on how important Wiggins is and Karl Anthony Towns, and then basically you're blowing up that idea of these young guys. And then I'm not, Thibodeau will do what he wants to do. I would not give up if it involved Wiggins. Certainly not going to give up Towns, but Wiggins too. I would not give up either one of them.
Yeah.
And I think Levine has got he has made the biggest leap, I think, of any of the guys they've gotten over the last few years, because he really couldn't do anything when he came here. He was just potential.
Right. I would say I agree. I just say get another piece, another youngster, and have that foursome grow up together and just wait to see what happens to them. Because once you start separating pieces, that's how the Timberwolves always seem to make the wrong moves. And even though we have a new brain trust, they may be tainted by the water in Target Center and make some bad move that'll haunt us for the rest of our lives.
Yeah,
Steph Curry.
They've never made a bad move before, have they?
No.
Well, you know what I would be curious about, though, Jim? If they come up with the pick and there's not someone they're in love with, and Chicago wants to make wants that pick, then that's something different.
Right.
But I wouldn't give up one of these core guys that they have now.
No, if they want to take Rubio in the pick, have at it.
Yeah, because you're dumping salary and...
Correct.
And he hasn't really been what they hoped he would be. So
no.
I'm with you, Jim. And we'll
perfect.
We'll talk to you later. Thank you, sir. We're going to take another... Take care, Jim. Jim Rich from Fox 9. Going to take another quick break when we get back. Well, we have Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney. Pugs Hayes. We also have Josh Diker. And we're going to find how political these guys are, because we're going to talk about that Trump speech, which I stayed home to watch. It was fascinating. And we'll talk about it in a moment. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they're also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. For years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea, and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping, and I'd keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota-made MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find, a decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right, the old buy one, get one, but this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember, THEBSSHOW, the name of this show. Or call the special 800 number, 800-320-3501, 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer, and we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the bsblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too.
One, two, get down.
Paid the cost to be the boss. Sam thinks that music is just going to be soothing to me. Not when we're talking politics. We're back with business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien, the owner of Hayes Public House, Pugs Hayes, Josh Diker, who is described as his right-hand man. And well, today, Donald Trump gave a speech. And the speech was basically, it was to lay out a little bit of what he wants to do, but most of it was to attack and assail Hillary Clinton. And among the things he said is that Hillary is the most corrupt person ever to seek the presidency. He said that Hillary has taken millions from countries that enslave women and kill gays, you know, or condemn them to death, that she... and there's one of the quotes, for the amount Hillary would spend on refugees, we could rebuild every inner city in America. We switched from a policy of Americanism to policy of globalism. It said that, that Hillary started out by saying she's a world-class liar. And he touched on a number of the things about the amounts, the millions she has gotten for speeches and the millions that's between her and Bill Clinton that they have gotten for making speeches, including to Wall Street, and she will not share what the context of those speeches were. So she is going to speak at some point later today. So we don't have the benefit of hearing what she has to say, but I would make a prediction, and people can certainly check this out, that when the news stories come out at the end of the day, they will highlight Hillary rebutting what Trump said and bury a lot of the Trump comments, or because that's what has been happening all along. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Hillary fan. Now, we talked briefly, the Libertarian candidate. I don't know anything about him, but if there was a strong third-party candidate, I would consider it. But I think voting for the Libertarian candidate is a wasted vote. So I honestly don't – I cannot see myself voting for Hillary, and I don't want to vote for Trump. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think it'll be interesting, Bob. You know, we're talking about the Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson, and he's running with Bill Weld. The only people running with executive experience are the guys on the Libertarian ticket, Gary Johnson being the former governor of Utah and Bill Weld being the former governor of Massachusetts. And I guess CNN is doing a town hall with them tonight, which they've never done that kind of an event with the Libertarian Party candidate.
But they're also not letting them – they're not going to let them into the debates, are they?
Not that I've heard. What I've seen – I've seen some stories so far that the Libertarian ticket may be pulling from both Hillary and Trump. I mean, there are Bernie supporters that are – realizing that, you know, if Bernie's not going to split off and run as a third party against Hillary and air his views in the general election, that they're going someplace else and it's not to Hillary Clinton and it's not to Donald Trump, but hey, look at this other ticket. So I think you're going to see some disaffected folks from both camps
going to the Libertarian Party.
At least look at them, but you know, like I said, they're going to get a national platform. Look, they're like Adrian Peterson. He's got an opening. They've got to run through it.
Yeah, but you said it's on CNN.
Yeah.
Well, their numbers get crushed by Fox News. I mean, they don't really draw that. CNN doesn't draw anywhere near the number of people that like a Fox News does or a network does. They need to figure out a way, and they should be spending all their time and energy in getting into the debate.
Yes, I agree.
And I don't know that they can because it doesn't. It sounds like. The networks are going to have that will have the debate. They don't want anything but Trump and Hillary because they know that is going to be it will probably set or have come close to Super Bowl sized crowds watching.
Perhaps.
Just because I think it's going to be certainly the most any debate's ever had when you put those two together and when you look at the acrimony between the two of them. I mean, when you look at Trump and Hillary on one side. You've got a lying, egomaniacal, narcissistic sociopath. And on the other side, you have a lying, egomaniacal, narcissistic sociopath.
The only difference, Bob, that you can see is with Hillary, you know what she's...
There's Donald now!
You know what she's going to do. She's going to continue what's been going on the past 8 years. With Trump, he's a wild card. But every indication is that he has the same... demeanor and personality of the current office holder, which is that narcissistic, egomaniacal, me first. I think it was a story this week. The Trump campaign has spent $6 million on Trump-related businesses during the campaign thus far.
Well, actually, what that meant, and I will, because I read that story today, he put a lot of his own money out, never intending it. It was always a loan, and he made that clear from the beginning. So he has paid back Mar-a-Lago, which is his golf event, for hosting different events. I think he's paid back or taken money back for the use of his private plane. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and honestly, I don't think that's unjustified because he wasn't giving the money to the campaign. He was considering it a loan. But that's also why his coffers showed only $1.3 million at the beginning of June because he was taking reimbursement money.
Yeah.
And I think it was like $25 million. Sam, is there somebody there?
We have Eddie.
Eddie, how are you?
Bob, how are you? I got breaking news for you.
What's the breaking news? What?
Fox News is claiming that Marco Rubio is jumping back in.
That's old news. I heard it early this morning. No, wait a minute. Jumping back in.
Enthusiasm.
Wait a minute. He, as to be run for Senate, not to try to become president again, right?
Yeah, seek Senate re-election.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh, yeah. Because the way they were talking, because they were talking about Trump and Hillary, and they were talking about Marco Rubio jumping back in. But the way I understood it was he was then jumping as an independent or something.
He can't do that. Eddie, where are you today? What state?
Fargo. Hey, Bob, I'm up in Fargo, you know.
What? How is it now? Are they getting really hot weather up there, or what's it like in Fargo?
It's 78 degrees. There's a really nice, pretty cool breeze, but they've had nothing but rain out here. It's been rain. I come up here about between Bismarck and Grand Forks there, you know. It's rained every time I've come out here.
Now, Eddie,
and rained hard.
Eddie drives, he does a lot of, you go, what's the farthest you go? Because he drives, he's a trucker, so you're driving all over the Midwest or all over the country?
Right now, because the kids are all growing up, I'm the Midwest.
Okay.
But I was sea to shining sea.
Oh, before. Wow.
Now, and you want to know what my worst state was, Bob? I hate to say it. Jersey.
Whoa, what do you mean?
Well, nobody speaks English out there.
What are you talking about?
Hey,
you guys from the Midwest.
I say, hey, I need to get over to the warehouse district. They're like, me no speak English. I'm like, hey, that worked.
Well, I know that the turnpike, that was, it was frightening when I would get on the turnpike because it was 90% of the vehicles were truckers and trucks.
Well,
and you guys fly on that turnpike.
And when they built New Jersey, Bob, they built it for 40-foot trailers. So when you go in there with a 53-foot, man, you better swing wide, baby.
Oh, is that right? You're driving a...
Well, yeah, because Jersey's a really old... It's an old state.
Yeah, and you're right about a lot of those roads were built in the 40s.
Yep.
And earlier.
And they were made for only 40-footers. Yeah. That's why they have... They make a lot of money on law enforcement. If you're in an area where you're not supposed to be, they say, you can't be over 72 feet. And if you are, oh, man, the tickets are huge. It's big revenue for them.
No, now, did you hear any of the Trump speech today on the radio?
I did hear a little bit of it. And I'm going to be honest, Bob, I'm a Trump supporter. And I'll tell you why.
Don't be embarrassed
not
by that.
Not because of the political, not because of the politics of it, because that guy loves this country. He absolutely loves this country, and he loves this military.
Well, there are things he says about that I certainly like better. And, often or usually, because I've used the expression with Jobs, well, if the people want to talk about getting a new sports editor, well, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. In this case, the devil I know is not better than the devil I don't, because I know what we get with Hillary. I almost would prefer to find out what we would get with, because, again, I don't have any other options. I wish the Libertarian,
we just don't have.
No, and so it's...
Unless Bernie runs as a, an independent.
Well, I mean, Bernie, the one thing about Bernie is I don't agree with a lot of the things that he spouts. However, I truly believe that he has strong convictions and that he believes it, because anyone who would honeymoon in the Soviet Union is not making it up as he goes along. So, so I respect that. And it's the same reason I've mentioned this before, why I voted for Paul Wellstone. I did not agree with a lot of his views, but I absolutely believe that Paul Wellstone had deep convictions and he wasn't making it up as he went along, like a lot of politicians do. So
wasn't he the one that was killed in the plane crash?
Yes. And I wound up voting for him twice, and I might have made it a third time, because he was running for a third term. And I respected the fact, that he believed in what he did. And I also, and not at a great level, but I met him, and I liked him when I met him. I mean, I like Norm Coleman, too, who was running against him, but I liked, there's something about Wellstone that I liked. So, anyway. Well
listen, Bob, yeah. I'm gonna get going here because I'm coming up to my stop. But one more thing I just wanted to say is congratulations, Sam, on... The boozing it up there. You keep it up there, kid.
Hey, Eddie, thanks a lot.
I thought you were going to congratulate me.
Aren't you coming up on your
Sunday,
stop?
She's going to walk in the house. She's going to put her finger up. She's going to be, all right, now you listen here, Bob.
Yeah, well, she does that now.
She does that now.
She's been doing that since she was like 16 or 15 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't need a drink to put up the sass.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, guys, have a good one. Take care, Bob.
All right, take care,
Sam.
Eddie. Thank you.
All right, yeah.
All right, take it easy.
Bye.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a regular listener to the show, and he checks in with us on Twitter and Facebook too. Eddie, it's good to have someone that we have a number of people who listen to the show, and it's good to have contact with him now and again. So anyway, now Pugs, you've been quiet during this Trump talk. Do you are you gonna you know what you should do? Come up with two different brews.
Here
if you drink
we go.
This one, you're a Trump supporter. If you drink this one, you're a Hillary supporter. What do you think?
I think
then you
I
could
need,
have your own poll.
I think I need another drink.
How about now? Josh strikes me as a guy who sort of shaking his head a lot over the Timberwolves talk. You're a man with an opinion. What's your opinion? Are are you leaning Hillary? You leaning Trump? Are you leaning Libertarian?
Yeah, I don't even know. I feel like Trump's just trying to shake things up and get people stirred up. So I don't know. I mean.
It's like the most inconsistent human being ever.
Yeah.
Is Donald Trump.
I have this opinion that, and I tell people this all the time, no matter what happens, the next day we're going to get up and we're going to put our pants on and go to work. And it's not going to shut. It's not going to just end because you didn't get the person you want.
No, but
realistically, the role of the president is like, of all the elected officials in our lives, the president is probably the one that affects us as little people the least.
You're wrong.
Well, when you compare, but when you think of like,
you're absolutely wrong.
But when you think about like your state, everything that's within your state, and all the different laws.
Not
that
when
for
you
each
have,
state.
And this is now. I think it started. It did start in essence, essentially with Bush, the executive orders that have been signed by, well, starting with Bush, but now by our current president, President Obama. And if Hillary got in, nothing would go through Congress. She would make an executive order on anything, and she would have, much like President Obama has, an attorney general. Oh, you could do that. That's okay. Yeah, you could basically take every gun from an American. Now, I'm not saying she would go that far, but she would use executive orders because she is, as I said, egomaniacal, narcissistic, sociopath.
That's fair.
And lying, too.
I guess if they're reasonable human beings, they'd have at least the smallest impact.
I do. The one thing that Trump talks about is, you know, getting back to following the Constitution, unless that's just talk. You know, that would be nice if we actually one of the problems I have with Hillary and some people who are supportive of her is they think that the Constitution needs to be ripped up because it was done a few hundred years ago and it's so outdated. It's what this country was built on, and it hasn't I don't think that some parts of it certainly, you know, when it was originally written, or the original view was minorities were basically looked at, what, as a two-third or four-fifths of a person? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, that had to be changed. Mm-hmm. But there are things that I think are good and strong about the Constitution that need not to be messed with. Because I'll say this, for guys who were around in the 1700s, they laid out some pretty good rules there. And there were some that certainly had to change.
Well, and Bob, and you hit on one of the most important aspects of this election. We're sitting there right now with a vacant Supreme Court seat, and no hearings scheduled on the current President Obama's nominee. So what's at stake is some of these issues you talk about with what we're going to, you know, how is our Constitution going to be interpreted? And that's a big philosophical difference between Hillary and Donald Trump. He's come out with his list of judges, and a lot of right-leaning folks have said, hey, this is a good list of people. There's been rumors that Hillary may have brokered a deal. Obama, you endorse me, and I'll put you on the court.
Oh, boy. Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I actually, what surprised me a little bit is I thought years ago, when President Obama was elected the second time, that he would find a way to run Michelle Obama to get 16 years of Obama or of that presidency, and it didn't happen. Now, somebody had said, and it hasn't gained a lot of ground, that she might be a vice presidential candidate. I don't really see that happening because I don't think the families really like each other.
No,
I think it's a matter of convenience because they can help each other.
And that's the thing. If you're talking about Bernie before and his convictions, at the end of the day, you know, he's still, you know, caucusing with the Democrats. He's still considering himself a Democrat.
But he wasn't a Democrat until he ran.
Exactly. And that's the difference between the two parties, and I've voted Republican most of my life, but I'm free to call them the stupid party. There is a segment of the Republican Party that will just drive off the cliff on principle, and it doesn't matter what if it costs the candidate the election or not. And you're seeing this now with, you know, the never Trump folks. I won't vote for him no matter what. I don't care. I'm not electing Hillary. I'm not voting for him, right? The Democrats always seem to coalesce. And I think part of it is you've got one political party where the folks, you've got business people, free market people, that don't believe that government is the solution to problems. The Democratic Party has folks that believe that government can do things to change society, change the culture, change people's lives, and it is the holy grail. They have to have control of it. And so they will put differences aside and bury the hatchet and full steam ahead, unified, because they have to keep the control of the government in order to continue to, in their minds, affect change and improve society. And there's on the other side, it's kind of like, you know, like Josh said, you know, you get up the next day, you put your pants on and go to work. And I think there's a, I think that's a lot of what one political party, you know, that's more of that philosophy. Oh, I'll just go up tomorrow. I'll just go on, go back to work and do my thing.
Here's the problem with when you said that, what I thought about is this. You know what? Yeah, you'll put your pants on, but your wallet may be lighter. And you, I don't know what the arrangement is with your law firm. And if you guys, if you have to do your own health, I don't use Obamacare per se, but I get my own insurance, which, you know, fulfills that. We had Blue Cross Blue Shield in 2015 when I stopped, and I'm back now, you know, a few days a week when I stopped working at KQ and then stopped working at the Ticket. I had to get my own health insurance. So for 6 months of the year or 5 months of the year, I had Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I needed, because I've got five kids and a wife, I needed a good program. I was paying $1,507 a month, which is a lot. Blue Cross Blue Shield went up 50%. If I kept Blue Cross Blue Shield, it would be $2,222 for the same coverage. I went to Health Partners. It's a few hundred dollars less, and it's similar. But there they're talking about it going up again. Obamacare, that thing was railroaded or ramrodded through, and I remember seeing someone standing next to the stack of the 2,000 pages. It was taller than a normal-sized person. No one read it. You know, I don't understand why they couldn't spend more time. I would like to see, and well, this is a bit of the misnomer, too, where you talk about everyone has to be insured. If you're at a certain level of income, in this state, you can get MinSure, where mm-hmm. you are insured. You know, it's the people. People are at a low income level and then are in better shape in that regard than some people who are middle class or what some people call lower middle class, because you're the ones that are getting screwed, you know, because that insurance is not available to you for free. And those are the people that are paying through the nose, or they have. And my deductibles are not ridiculously high. Yes, I could pay a lower premium, but I have one kid who was born with a cleft lip and palate. I can't, you know, take the chance that he might need a surgery and not have coverage and have a $10,000 or $20,000 deductible. And I'm not the only one facing this. Everyone who is not have a job with a business, you know, where they're paying a percentage of it. But those percentages are getting worse. I was talking to someone when I worked at the newspaper. I think it was like a 60-40 or 70-30 split where the company paid for the bulk of it. Now it's flipped at a lot of companies where you're paying the bulk of it and they're paying that 30%. Well, you guys have to get your own insurance, because if you have the group up, I don't know if you can get a group policy, if it makes it any, you know, any cheaper. Because if you have a group policy, I'd like to work for you.
It's been it's actually been kind of tough with in my situation, because both myself and my wife are self-employed.
So you are responsible for getting your own.
Correct. We've been in and out of Obamacare, MinShare. It's all income based. So, you know, 1 month we're something, the next month we're something else, and it's constantly going up and down. And it's been interesting. But what's really interesting is, because of our income, we're automatically titled as basically welfare, which is, it puts, you have to be in a, you know, a bracket. If you make over that bracket, you're in something else. You can't be qualified for that. So it's been up and down, you know, and our income is always changing because of the types of businesses.
Well, there's also something wrong with a system that many people, well, I don't know what the number is, but there are people who will not work because they would take a pay cut if they worked. You know, in terms of what they're getting in terms of aid and health care, where I think it averages out to like making about $52,000 a year is one of the numbers that I had seen. So, but if you get a job, some people get a good job, and, you know, making $50,000 a year at 45 is good. Mm-hmm. But that's not enough, because you'll make more by not working. And yeah, there's something wrong with that system.
Any advice that I give any homebrewer wanting to go commercial is, don't do it for the money.
because it's not going to be a big moneymaker.
For sure.
Well, you got a nice your spot is nice. And how many square feet is your place in Buffalo?
We're just under 2,000 square feet.
Okay.
And that's the brew house and tap room combined. Yeah.
So I have to stop by because I mean, like I said, every time I go to the movie or go downtown, I see it because it's right at the end, right? And I got to bring Mary and Sam there. You know, let's take a quick break. We'll get Ruth Lord and ruthlordan.com at Psychic Ruth. We'll get her views on it because I know that she gets worked up over politics. And she did say yesterday she does see Trump winning or not losing. We'll be right back. Most of the time, you don't need an attorney, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk with Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. At Bradshaw and Bryant, they believe in justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan to them. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights, be an advocate for you, and see that you are treated fairly. So, if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a SmartStart Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The SmartStart Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a SmartStart system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. SmartStart now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. SmartStart has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. SmartStart has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and SmartStart representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at SmartStart know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. SmartStart is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to SmartStartMN.com. That's SmartStartMN.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. We are back. Business and Leisure Attorney Jeff O'Brien, Hayes Public House owner, Pugs Hayes. Josh Diker is here, Pugs' right-hand man. Man who puts his pants on every day, no matter who's elected. We're joined by Ruth Lorden.
He does.
RuthLorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. Ruth, did you see Trump's speech today?
I read a gist of it.
Well, then you didn't get a gist of it because I left out... If it was the AP story, they left out some very important details.
What happened was I had a psychic feeling this morning very early. I went on. I don't like it, per se. I mean, I haven't pressed like, but I went on Trump's Facebook page where he was talking all about how Hillary supports countries that the way they treat gays and women.
Slave women and put gays to death, I think is how he
did. Yeah, and he said it a few times on his Facebook page, which has millions and millions of likes.
I never looked at it.
Yeah, Donald Trump, millions of likes. I mean, he's ranting. I mean, whoever's writing this, I mean, they're really posting a lot. He goes over the top.
But you still feel that you see him in the White House?
Not
as a guest.
What you know, you're all thinking all about Hillary and Trump, and you're not paying attention to World War III, essentially, right now, as we're fighting in Fallujah, and the major, major war going on over there. And my psychic feeling is this is real serious fighting. starting now. And if by October, November, it isn't resolved and the Democrats feel that Hillary really doesn't have a chance, they can, we're in war. They can call off the election. Trump has got a few things up his sleeve. There's a lot of people that don't like him, but they don't have anything else. And basically, when it comes down to it, he does know how to make a deal.
I don't think they can call off the election. I mean, we were in World War II and World War I. They never called off the election.
Well, yeah, Roosevelt had three terms.
Yeah, you know, he had four terms. He didn't finish the fourth term.
Yeah.
But, he, I mean, the election was always held. And also, you have the Republicans in power, and they would never go along with that. The president cannot just say, we're not going to have an election. There'll be an election.
Oh, good. Be good, because it's, and that's the point. This is all a diversion from that. This is serious, what's going on over there in Fallujah right now.
Well, I, yes, absolutely it is. And that's, I mean, it's, and what you said, you touched on, could have a, an impact of how the United States is doing against the war on terror, which factions of one political party doesn't even acknowledge it to the extent that it should be.
But they're part of it.
I don't think that, but I mean, I think that they, I, how it's going will have an impact on how people vote. If somehow ISIS was destroyed, I think it'd be a huge for Hillary, because it would be her party that that has a hand in it. But if it gets even stronger, I don't think it's going to be good for her.
There was a big, big fundraiser last night in New York City. A-list celebrities at A-list game.
For Trump you're talking about, right?
No,
for
Hillary.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A-list.
Trump had one. They claimed they raised $5 million, which is not huge, though. But well, give this was a Hillary. How much did it raise?
I don't know how much it raised, but they had the names were amazing.
Well, we'll see.
It's the A-list.
Yeah. We'll see how the A-list shakes out. But, Ruth, give us, give us the vibe of the day. Hopefully it's better than the way today's gone with this, you know.
Well, because today we're really supposed to focus on long-term future plans. And we get the gift of clarity about it, so we see what dreams can come true, what plans need to be made, and how to start the process. There are at least three sides to every story, plus extra elements always add to the mix. So this clarity is welcome. Be open to sudden flashes of insight and or run it by me in a reading.
Which you could do at the Medina.
Yeah, I'll be there tonight, and I'm about to do a bunch here at home. But it's a serious time. We're going to get insights, but it's almost, we're thinking long term today. You know, a lot depends on what happens right now with Brexit.
With what? That's
Brexit.
Oh, in Great Britain, yep.
Yeah, that affects our economy. That affects everything. And if people are not feeling the coins in their pocket, they're not going to vote for the incumbents.
I'm not feeling any coins in my pocket, I know that. Anyway, Ruth, thanks so much. Ruth Lorden, RuthLorden.com.
Oh, may I ask a question?
Yes.
So that I'm fascinated by that craft beer place.
Oh.
I love the idea of it. The only problem is I don't drink beer. So does he have fabulous espresso coffees and cool stuff, too, for those of us that want to hang out but don't drink beer?
We do not, but you can bring in that stuff if you would like.
Get a machine. It's not that bad to do.
We are working on a barley water.
That's a what?
A barley water. It's non-alcoholic. Use pearl barley
and
lemons.
As a matter of fact, I was at a film event last night, and they had a water sampling bar. They had about 20 different kinds of waters you could sample.
They had craft beer sampling. Well, you know what? It's sea salt caramel water. I'm going to go for that one. Actually, you know what, Ruth? When you come out again, we'll head over there, and you can bring your own coffee in, because Sam will try the beer. I might try a little bit of it, too, but because I don't drink, I don't want to get loopy.
Yeah,
for the drive home.
Remember, beer makes me horny. I have to stay away from it.
Well, if we let people know when you're going to be in, I bet they'll have a packed place.
Anyway,
all right, Ruth. Ruth, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Ruth. Ruth Lorden. Thank you, by the way, Jim Rich, who joined us. Also, thank you to business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien for setting up Pugs Hayes from Hayes Public House in Buffalo. Check it out, because I have to go on what Jim said and what Jeff said, that it's great beer, because I haven't been there yet, but I will, because we're not far from there. We're in Buffalo, too. And Josh Diker, described by Pugs, as his right hand man. I know that he used his right hand every time to pull up another one of those mini prowlers. So he definitely is that. Sam, thank you for filling in for me tomorrow, because I'm going to be I'll be hosting Tom's show, because he's going to be at the same event you are. Mm-hmm. At
it's all the important
Brookview at the golf course at Brookview. Tom's going to play golf, and you are going to do lawn bowling.
Hooray!
And don't embarrass me, whatever you do. And we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks. I just gotta tell you, anyway.